Beloved Master, after all the effort during this year and for lifetimes, after all the doing, a glimpse of understanding. Understanding Buddha's teaching. How the experience of doing nothing fades away all I have been slowly. All away all I have been slowly. Just one moment, beloved. Just one moment, but of incredible value. Tears of joy and gratefulness. Again, just flat on my belly at your feet, beloved. In you, I honor all the masters. In you, I honor the whole existence for bringing the light into the darkness, for lifting the soul out of its prison, for destroying the blindness, for showering this infinite love for life. Namaste, beloved Babaji. Namaste. Yours, Prem Madhu. Just one moment is more than enough. All darkness disappears when you come into the light. No matter how old the darkness is. It's almost unbelievable. You cannot even believe it, but it's happening. They have a Zen saying, in one sitting, all my karmas disappeared. That is the glimpse of consciousness, of truth. When you realize something that is beyond your personal story, you know, beyond all struggle, beyond all doing, something untouched that has always been there, that you don't need to do anything to get to. That takes away all the darkness. Enjoy that, Premadhu. Don't go back now after lifetimes of doing and effort. No, enjoy. It's time now. That's what the mind and the ego doesn't understand, that you cannot find that by looking. You just have to relax, to come back to that which is already there. Beloved Master, my heart is thirsty, my eyes are crying, rivers of tears. I'm in a storehouse of vices. Why will God accept me and allow me into His realm? I'm consumed by fear, by confusion. Your knowledge has saved the worst of sinners. Please, please bless me with your kindness and grant me your priceless gift. I have come to you for help. Please forgive me my shortcomings. Please take hold of my shoulders and pick me up. Other than you, I have nobody. I depend on you completely. I beg from your heart. Everybody is caught in this web of time and illusions. Without true wisdom, there is no escape, no liberation. Without Master's help, you cannot understand life, and this greatest of all opportunity goes wasted. Beloved Babaji, I'm really enjoying this Who Am I process. It is helping me see clearly and cut through the illusions of who I am not. Yes, that's the first. You have to see who you are not and understand that before you can find out who you are. And I'm happy you enjoy, and it goes, cuts through the illusions, because that's what I want. There have been moments where I am able to sink into a total empty space. The feeling of is similar to when I dive underwater, and from there everything on the surface becomes distant and unable to touch me. It was very exciting to feel this space emerge naturally and several times. At first it seems unreal, but as it continued I felt that it was the natural meditative space. I feel that this experience gave me new inspirations, that I could finally get a peek at the space you are sharing about. Correct me if I'm wrong. No, you are quite right. In the beginning, it feels unreal because we have been lost in the outside, in noise. So then the silence feels totally new, unreal. And that's what I'm trying to press you into, that space, slowly, slowly. And the reality is that it's only that space. And the noise and the chaos is far gone, unreal. That's why I say that in this world everything is upside down from the view of the enlightened one. Because everybody is lost in confusion, in noise. And they have forgotten that silent space. And getting settled there in your true silent being, everything changes. And then you will become much more careful, effortlessly careful of disturbing that space because it's so precious. It feels like I'm evolving and changing a lot. The response you gave me to my letters in Thailand have been an enormous support for me. Your words hit me straight to the core. Several times when I have felt trapped in the same thoughts and emotions, I have listened to your words and started crying and laughing in relief and gratitude. Very good, Samara. I'm happy. I don't speak to deaf ear, no. Vimal tell me again and again, if he hadn't listened to my words and my talks, that he will go crazy. It's what he saves him. It brings him back, no? That's what he says, isn't it? Just like that. Your words hit me straight to the core. Also, this seriousness you showed me that I have is something I hadn't been able to face clearly. No, when you are in it, that is my problem. When you are in it, it's very difficult to show it to you because you're in it, no? So first I have to get you out of it. That's why many times I don't answer your letters, because you are in it. I have to wait till you are out of it. Then you can look. The serious person, he doesn't accept that he's serious. He's very serious. But when you realize that you are not so serious, you have some giggling in you. And the more giggling and laughter and joy you have, the less serious. Then you can look at that serious person. And that serious person will come up, but now you have something to pull you back, that this is something else. Most people are identified with this serious person. That is your identity. That's why they have this saying, like I reminded you, the whole world said it's too good to be true. That is for the serious person. That is the ego. And that's where you're coming from. That's where everybody is coming from. They have forgotten. That's what I'm doing. I'm pulling you out from that seriousness. So, very good. This seriousness you showed me that I have is something I hadn't been able to face clearly. But now, when you see it, then the next step is drop it. Don't say, this seriousness you show me that I have. No, you have seen it. I showed it to you. Then it's up to you. No, with your new awareness, it's up to you. If it's something that is helping you, keep it. If it's something that is hindering you, drop it. Drop it. Very simple. That is my teaching. Very simple. If you remember that, you don't need any more. If that really goes into you, you don't need to come back here. Fine. Keep what is helping you. That you evolve, that you rise, that you get clear. And drop those things that make you confused, keep you in darkness, keep you in prison. Many people, they say, Aishani, if she wrote and she got many insights and she wants to break free. Of course, you are free. Where does this idea come from? Because you've been in prison so long. You don't know. It's almost too good to believe. Not only that you can break free, but you are already free. Then what you're going to do? How stupid is it to sit in prison when you're already free? Hello? And that is your situation, because it's too good to be true. And it won't help before you accept it and integrate it and trust yourself that I'm not a slave anymore. Enough is enough. And that's why some people have to go through many, many, many steps just to accept this simple teaching. It's too good to be true in the beginning. You have to get used to it. And that, the more you get used to it, the more strength and power and oomph you get, understanding you get, clarity you get, then nothing can hold you back because you've been holding yourself back. You have nobody to blame. Like some people, oh, you don't love me. You don't love me enough. Hello, look in the mirror. Do you love yourself? Are you full of love yourself? How can you feel any love? How can you feel any power if you don't feel it yourself? You're so used to blaming the outside of your situation. And that's what makes you angry also. Or confused. Or serious. So when you get out of that, no. I just want to give you eyes to see your own situation. No, with that new eyes, insight, clarity, no, it's up to you. You have to take action. Otherwise, again, you can go on. You have to take action. And remember, you are only seeing it and understanding it and realizing because you are ready to see it. If you're not ready, then you don't see it. You're following. So no excuse. If you understand something, it means you are ready to integrate it, to live it. Several times when I have felt trapped in the same thoughts and emotions, I have listened to your words and started crying and laughing in relief and gratitude. Also, this seriousness you showed me that I have is something I hadn't been able to face clearly. Or my mind disguised it as intelligence or a burden for seeing the truth. Oh God, why me? Like you said the other day. I see now how big a fool I am. Great. And as soon as you see how big fool you are no more a fool. The fool who thinks he is wise, that's the worst fool. And there is quite a bit of those. Fools that think they are wise. Then it's serious. When the fool knows he's a fool, then it's no problem. You can have a lot of fun, no? I love fools. But fools that think they are. That's bad. I see that I have also taken the silence and meditation as something serious. Yes. And how it had prevented me from embracing it. Yeah, you cannot. Why? You don't want to embrace something that is serious, no? Or do you? I would be careful to embrace something that is very serious. Like a really serious person, no? Or an angry person. You don't really want to, melt into you. Or do you? Huh? That's what I'm saying. Be careful what you love, no? If somebody is open, enjoying and laughing and joyful, then you will feel attracted, no? So this is how serious this ego business is, no? And even, of course, meditation also, because for centuries, the spiritual part, including meditation, has been very serious. Why? First, because you don't know what it is. And secondly, because of the religions, that it becomes very, very serious. It shouldn't be serious. It can only work if it's natural. No? That's why first, I have to help you to become happy, not identified with your seriousness. Then, when you start loosening up, you come back to your heart. You start feeling joy, gratefulness for life, excitement, joy of living. Then meditation next. No, you have cleaned the slate. You are ready to start sitting with yourself. You don't even know, but in that space it's easy. Then the next, they have to trick you in. Then the realization, because now you can start looking at yourself more from your consciousness, not being identified with your personality. Following. No, I feel, and that is also many people in the meditation. First they were egoist, and then they start meditating, then they become spiritual egoist. Spiritual people. They're very serious people. But here I won't allow that. No, I feel the silence in a much more joyful and playful light. And it simply feels natural and soothing not to have to talk. Yeah, that is the sign that now your own heart, your own being start going deeper, which has much more to show you. You already know how the world functions. Everybody here can function in the world. But can you function in your own silence, in your own interior? That is a much greater journey and much more important. In the response to my last letter, you also talked about aloneness, not loneliness. I have been going deeper in this since then, and it feels really good to rely and take responsibility for myself and for my life to a new degree, and to become more and more my own light. The mind comes from time to time. Yes, I believe you. And begins to dream and need. But I have been able to use it to remind myself that I'm not the mind. Yes, that's what you have to remind yourself. One of the greatest techniques that meditators found out is just neti neti. In India they say neti neti. It means not this, not this. Whatever comes, don't get involved. Not this, not that. Come back to yourself. Don't get involved. Reject it. Neti neti. I want to stay in my center. Don't disturb me. Neti neti. Whatever the mind comes up with. I continue to appreciate the friends, kindness, love, and my life alone together more and more. This Sangha is so tremendously beautiful and fun. It continues to amaze me. I learn so much and gain new confidence from everyone. I love it. So life is so good and true, and I love you. Yes, it is tremendous, beautiful, and it's so much to learn, and it's so much to love, and it's so much to go deeper, and it's so much easier together. Alone is very difficult. Some people, they want to do it the hard way, they want to go alone. Even in this valley, you always had one or two people, even when it's satsang here, they're sitting at home. Very strange. And then suddenly, oh, I want to come to satsang. Then the retreat is finished. It's like that. They want to do it own way. But there is no own way. There is no your own way. This is only the way. Thank you for all your support, wisdom, and love. I am forever grateful. Love, Samara. Samara, I know you look so proper and you cut all your long hair. That's how it is. You can hardly recognize yourself, no? That's what people say. They don't recognize themselves. But in a good way. That serious guy is gone now. Very difficult to play with serious people, no? With fools it's easy to play. Pachita, what you say? Bakus. Yeah, that's it? Oh God. Yeah. When the kus is bubbling over, what is it done with this? Just like thick foam, bubbling over like that. Bubble, 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 bubble. My beloved Master, son of my heart. Mukunda, you are here. I thought you were in the Praia in Italy. It's not so bad after all, no? My beloved Master, son of my heart, only a man's gratitude for this healing wave of love and care I keep receiving from you and from my beloved brothers and sisters. In the last months, the most difficult thing has not been what is happening with my body, but to have had to postpone every day a day more, the moment I would be in satsang. No, don't postpone, even if you think you are sick, even if the body is sick. Sometimes we have had people who are so sick they lay on a stretcher in the back. This is the best place now. Remember, in satsang, what you said to Tirt, where is Tirt? Tirt was coming back? Tit, he must be driving now from Danwa. Can you imagine? I tell you, nothing holds that man back. He drove all the way to Denmark, then he realized, no, I want to be with Baba. Then he drives back. That's what I said, just stay, relax. In satsang, what you said to Tirth about taking care of others and himself have resonated a lot in me. This taking care of myself is one of my life lessons to learn very well. My body keeps reminding me of it. I feel that now, with you, something is settling down at a deeper level. I think everybody has to learn that. Because nobody have really taught that, because our parents and society, they didn't know, they don't know how to take care and love themselves. So then the children means you, who maybe now you are a parent. Also, if you don't know, then you cannot teach that. So nobody knows how to take care and love themselves. Because the whole focus has been out to become something, to stand up for something in the world. It's been a fight. Like Madhu said, a struggle, a fight. Becoming, doing. That is effort. And then you forget the most important, your own silent self. Coming in touch with that, then you will have the right guidance. You won't get involved in so much nonsense, in so much doing. You will do what is necessary to do in life, but maybe that is 10% of what people do unconsciously. Just think about that. If you had 90% more just to enjoy your own self, and out of loving your own self, you would then love, spread love. Instead of spreading more, you have to do, you have to put more effort, more struggle, more stress. Nobody has learned that. So it is a deprogramming, a learning for you and for everybody. And many times I have seen this doesn't really happen, it doesn't really go in before we have an accident, or you get cancer, or you lose somebody that you love, or some shock. If you're very intelligent, which is what I would like you to be, then you realize that when you are healthy, happy, which is what is happening in satsang. Then you don't need to go so far that your body breaks down or you have an accident or you die before you wake up. In my life, I even chosen to take care of others as my work. I'm touched when I can witness somebody getting to know themselves a bit more deeply. Yes, that is very good, and people need that, but what I have seen for the therapists is that they have forgotten themselves. Themselves hasn't come to that place of taking care, which is what you are sharing. So I have to deprogram and learn, teach that to everybody, and even more important to the so-called therapists. Because when you come from that space, then your whole teaching, taking care of others, will be different also. Because you will listen to yourself. You won't push yourself. And that can also be ego gratifying because people need you. But most important is that you take care of yourself. Don't have anybody else as an excuse. You are alone and you will live alone. So, coming from that santadness where you listen to yourself and see your own limitations, especially if you have a sickness or something, or just to take care of yourself that you stay in balance. Then when you give, you will really give because you have something to give. You don't give because your appointment book says it. Then it comes from a totally different place, no? You follow. Then it's joyful. Instead, sometimes it is draining for you because you have to do it. And your whole message from inside is take care of yourself. Come back to yourself. What are you doing? I'm grateful when the sensation and the messages that my body receives about their bodies and their process can help them in that. Yes. No, maybe many people, they are more good in listening to other people. No? To see their problems. That is also many therapists. No? They can see other people's problems. They don't see themselves. Like many people also, even when they are psychic or clairvoyant or healers, they themselves don't take care of themselves. But they can be very helpful for other people. That is true. Many people have that gift. But that doesn't mean that they take care of themselves. They may be totally blind towards themselves. So if that is integrated, that they have taken care of themselves, then they have so much more to give. And then they give out of a non-doing space, of non-ego space. All this cannot happen before you have transformed and taken care of yourself and listened to your own being. My work has been a good tool before meeting you to get to know myself more. It has made me grow, and also it has helped me to start to understand that to take care of others, I had to first take care of myself. I love my work very much. Yes, me too. But I don't see it as a work, that's the difference. It's just a play. And play and work has a totally different taste. No? I'm going to work. Mukunda is going to work. Just have my pasta first. Then I go to work. Babaji goes to play. And in this game, who cares? It's just a play. It doesn't matter if you win or lose. In fact, there is no winning and losing. I understand what you are saying, but I also know that this can go, that you think you have something special. And it comes up again that sometimes when therapists come here, and that is also including you, I totally welcome you in, and you become involved very quickly. It's much better that you come and become a nobody first. Then when you function like everybody else, then you can integrate your work. Because you think from your therapist mind that you have something valuable. Maybe it will be valuable, but that is not out of the ego. It has to come natural. And for me, I couldn't care less. If you make a nice pasta, or if you do bioenergetics or biodynamic sprouting, it doesn't matter. So maybe biodynamic sprouting will be a more sensitive thing for you now, more effortless. Mukunda, the master sprouter. Not like, oh, But that will shatter your image. And maybe you don't feel you help the people so much with important work. But help. Think about all those nice sprouts. And how healthy the people will get. Because the thing with bioenergetics and this constellation work and that, people get very like that, and they work out so much, and then after they eat a lot of chocolate and ice cream and like that, because they just have to have something. Then it's an unbalance. If you just very silently some sprouts. Mukunda, the great bioenergetic, biodynamic sprouter. And I personally, I love sprouts. I mean, not only sprouts, like some people here, even some in the kitchen now, it's like, hello, where's the food? Only salad? Hello? It's all about balance. No, then it's like, oh, beyond the health trip. Just a new idea. We're never, oh, no, we've been eating chips all of our life. No, it's only salad. Hello. And every second day, Mudita writes to me, where's the potatoes? Where is the potatoes? Again, sprouts. I'm trying to teach you balance in everything. Organic chocolate made of something that doesn't come close to chocolate. What's the point? Oh, it's so healthy. Yeah, but you have to eat that shit. Hello, have a little balance. Not too much this and not too much that. When people get new ideas, they can get fanatic. The middle part. I'm just like Buddha, balance, middle part. Sprout is fantastic, but not only sprout. Ice cream is great, but not only ice cream. Balance. Meditate on it. Cook. No, I got fish gratin today. Very dry. What happened? No, it's not. It's no cream in there. It's so healthy. It's like I have to keep an eye on everything. Have compassion with me. All the things that is like stupid ideas that comes up. I was like, why is that? Then I have to get involved. Excuse me. And have compassion on Mudita, please. Sprout salad. No, only, she almost left the Sangha. Don't worry, I will take care. My work has been a good tool before meeting you. Yes, that was before meeting me. To get to know myself more. Yeah, everything. That's what I say. Be grateful for everything that's happened on your path. But when you come here, you have to start totally new. Fresh. And it goes with everybody. But there, now there is something that I love infinitely more. And that is to be with you, my beloved. I've realized, Master, that I can be with you only if I'm with me. In this being with me, there is also the care and the love I have for me. Yes. Even if I know that you have everything and that it's you the one taking care of us, still this crazy heart longs so strongly to take care of you. Yes, but that is beautiful to take care. Nothing wrong. We should have. That is a blessing to feel that. No, I know that if I really want to take care of you, I have to take good care of me. Yes. You have to. Because otherwise that can also be a trip of forgetting yourself. And when you are in tune and take care of yourself, then of course you will come back to your own inside, your own peace, your own love. You will become in tune with me. Then you will feel. And your giving, your service, your devotion will be much more clean. Because from the old ways, then when people give many times, they expect something. And that is not service, that's not seva, that is not devotion. It should be out of your own joy. And that joy can only come if you are connected with your own inner joy. And it will just spread more and more and more and more. Because love wants to serve love. Truth wants to serve truth. It's bound to be like that. This understanding makes me longing, makes the longing of my heart to serve you stronger, day by day, also at the physical level. In deep gratitude, your servant, disciple Mukunda. I know, Mukunda, I know. But then, maybe you could be my driver, for example. But then you have to get me Rolls Royce, like my master had, and a nice hat, then you come. Good? We have a plan. But please tell me first so you don't spend all your money, okay? together, yeah? Don't do anything stupid, but check in with me. Anyway, a Rolls Royce here in the winter is no good. Only in Italy. In the new commune in Italy. Then these people, they will have a hard time to escape from the pasta and cheese, that I tell you. Huh? How are you doing, Mukunda, now? Huh? Good?
Yes.
It's good to have things clear and start new. Let everything happen as it's supposed to happen. Don't interfere, just relax. And this service, this gratitude, this willing to be of a service, of a help, the most important is to have it in your own heart, that you are available. And if you have that, then you will always find something, some creative thing to do, because it's so much that can be done, no? On all levels. That should come forth from your own creativity, no? How to be at service, how to be helpful, how to get involved. And that again will give you more peace, more joy. Where's Pradeepa? How is it going with your... It's like that? Growing? That's how it is, no? I told you, no? First it's just a little fire, then it spreads, no? Beloved Babaji, I was so touched after the last video satsang that I had to write. You are such a simple man that you made me understand. Yes. Since I was a child, I have been carrying with me Jesus' prayer. With time, the words of this prayer gained more meaning. And after this "Who am I?" process, you showed me the meaning of silence in between the words of this prayer. And when I saw the images of you and Osho and Papaji, I felt my heart open, and in this love I felt like your son. O Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I love you, Sudhir. Where's Sudhir? You never know where it's going to come from. If it's from video satsang, or in the forest, or in the satsang. But it will come, no? That you got touched. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. So become aware, and the kingdom is here. And go deeper, and you won't be done any desires and stupid temptations, and you won't do anything evil, because you are in touch with your own goodness, your own consciousness. And only then you will see that God's kingdom is everywhere. Not dying that you the kingdom come, is already here. If you are not in touch with yourself, then it's far away. If you come back to yourself, it's here. Like the Sand people say, this very body, the Buddha, this very earth, the lotus paradise. The Buddhists, they talk about lotus paradise, where the Buddha is. But the awakened ones say that lotus paradise can be here. It depends on you. When you are transformed, everything is transformed. But what is important, Sudhir, is that you felt your heart open. And in this love, you felt like my son. And this is his kingdom. What else is his kingdom? The kingdom is beyond and the kingdom is here. So, the kingdom is already here. Just wake up and see. Everything is, and everything that has ever been is. And everything that will ever be is now. This very body, the Buddha, this very land, the lotus paradise. Aum Shanti.